This is the Brunswick Broadcast. It's our first episode. Thank you all for joining. I really don't know what I'm doing as far as all this stuff's concerned. This episode here will, for the most part, be scripted. I'm very nervous. You probably won't hear it through my voice, but I am. Which is odd because I'm sitting in a room by myself talking into a microphone. I'm not in front of a bunch of people, which I'd probably do better doing that. I can stand around 50 people and hold court, but sitting in here doing this for people to listen to on their own, you know, we have conversations with ourselves, answer back, sometimes argue with ourselves. Anyhow,
here we go!
My goal with this podcast is to inform those who aren't, or to bring an outside perspective to those that are. It's not my goal, wants, or intentions to pick sides or pick on sides with my take on certain issues. We don't have to agree on everything in the world to get along, even if I am always right. All right, I hope to interview people from all walks of life, those who impact and those who are impacted, natives, transplants, locals, and the visiting. A little bit about myself. I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas. I was born and raised, lived there till I was about 21, and then I joined the military. I was in the Army for about 3 years, 4 years. I worked on Chinooks, 15 uniform. My family, I've been married for 16 years. I have a beautiful wife, 6 sons, 2 of which still stay at home. I've got several grandchildren. Even though I do not look like I should be a grandfather. Thank you. 2014, 2015, when I started doing tree work, managed a different tree company. I'm not going to bring up their name because I'm not trying to give them any kind of shine. My wife and I started this company, Big Mike's Tree Service, shameless plug, 5 years ago, and we've been running along ever since. My wife, a lot of you love her. Some of you hate her, Christy Merrick. She started the Stopover Development Group. She, since then, has also started a nonprofit called Brunswick County Conservation Partnership. Tackle quite a few issues with that group and the people that follow along with her, that are with her, that are in that group, doing great things in the county. Before I go any further, I need to say this. Although I do support my wife and all her endeavors, and in most cases believe in the issues and causes she's fighting for and against, this podcast is not affiliated with those groups in that sense. They are completely separate, and as I stated before, we don't have to agree on everything, even though she is always right. I plan on putting these out every week, probably Monday or Tuesday. Elections are coming up. Make sure people, you know what they're getting into, who they're voting for. Sure, by now people have already made their decisions, but if I can help anyone in any way make a more well-informed decision, then I will. I hope to interview the 3 that are running for county commissioner. D'Amico, Simmons, and Fulton for districts 3, 5, and 4. I hope to be able to interview them over the next couple weeks before election hits in November 5th.